Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Leo.
It is so great to be a part of the Popcorn Talk Movie Network. How you doing? My name is Leo Quinones, and it's a thrill to be here with you talking about movies. That's what we do. And it's Oscar week, so why not just get straight to it? Listen to that. Producer Steven, give me that. You're hearing a guy, and his name is Antonio Sanchez. He provides the heartbeat to Birdman. It's mainly a musical score, and he plays it through the dialogue, through every scene, through the long, continuous shots of Inarritu. It's really, really incredible. And to that fact, last Thursday night, I went to the Ace Hotel, downtown Los Angeles, where they were doing a screening of Birdman. But this was no ordinary screening. It was a special screening. Much to my surprise, Michael Keaton comes out, introduces the film. Of course, if you haven't seen Birdman, Michael Keaton plays Regan Thompson, a 90s action superhero star. He was starring in the Birdman franchise, but he turns down Birdman 4, and he kind of flails away to obscurity. Maybe that's art imitating life, because Michael Keaton in 92 turned down $11 million to do Batman 3, or Batman whatever, forever, whatever that movie was. You got to respect the guy for holding up, but he never really had that superstardom, so Birdman is art imitating life, and I want to talk to you today about the music of the film. And to do that, I did an interview recently with the guy who provides the score. His name is Antonio Sanchez. He's a great guy. Antonio Sanchez, thank you so much for being on the Film Freak movie interview.
Oh, my pleasure, Leo. Thank you for having me.
So we met at the Hollywood Music and Media Awards. What a night.
Yeah, that was quite a night.
Congratulations on winning for the best score for Birdman.
Thank you.
First time for you scoring a film, is it not?
Yeah, first time. I mean, this is all very new to me. I'm a jazz guy. I play the drums. I compose for my band and for other bands. And I'm touring most of the time. So this is all very, very different for me.
So let's break down the process a little bit, Antonio. Did you have some insight, or was it just musicless and you had a blank palette? How did it work?
Alejandro González Iñárritu, the director, he called me in 2013, in January, and basically asked me straight up, hey, working on my next film is going to be a dark comedy, and I think it would be great if the whole original score was made out of drums, because of the comedic aspect of it, and it's going to have some long shots. And he explained the project to me, and then he said, so what, are you in? They want to do it? I'm like, yes, of course I want to do it.
Okay, so were you present during any of the filming? Did you get parts of the film? Did you get a rough cut? How did that work?
They sent me the script. Mm-hmm. I read through it. But, you know, and a script is not like a book where they describe everything in great detail for you. A script has a lot of missing subtext. So it was hard for me to really figure out what it was going to be about. I actually waited until they started shooting the film in New York, and I went a couple of days just to get an idea of the overall vibe, the color of the film, if you will. And then Alejandro and I went into the studio in New York as they were shooting. And we recorded like 60, 70 demos where he would explain in great detail every scene to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just be playing along to basically what he was explaining that the scene should be about. But there was no image for me to play to. So then they cut those demos up, and then he used them for the shoot to get some timings, to get the vibe that the finished product was actually going to have. And then they spliced those demos on the rough cut of the film once the film was shot. They spliced those and they superimposed them on the film. Then they brought me back to LA and they showed me what they did. And then I redid everything in one final session, this time around taking great care and detail, especially with dialogue, movements. You know, Alejandro would say, okay, when he hits the wall the third time, you know, I want something there. Or when he opens the door, I want something there. You know, things that he hadn't gotten when we did the demos because, you know, the movie hadn't been shot yet. So what you hear in the movie is the result of that last session in L.A.
I want to go back to when you were there during filming of Birdman. Were you terrified, Antonio, in the beginning?
Yes, I was nervous because it's not like there's tons of films with a drum score on them. So there was not that many places that I could turn to for guidance or to see, you know, how they did it in this other film.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was scared. But at the same time, knowing Alejandro and knowing what a amazing, you know, artist he is and the amount of music he knows and how important music is for his films, I knew it was going to be cool in the end.
What inspirations did you pull from to pull this off? I mean, were you channeling some other of your the drummers that influenced you over the years?
Yeah, I think subconsciously I'm always pulling from somewhere. You know, I started playing rock, pop, Latin music, you know, reggae, Brazilian music. I can, you know, probably say that I'm a drummer that can pretty much play anything except speed metal. Probably I can't play.
You probably haven't tried yet.
I haven't tried, but I have a feeling I wouldn't be able to. So, you know, I think I always draw from inspiration from different places. And what we were trying to convey in the movie is the emotional and mental turmoil that Michael Keaton's character is going through. So, you know, in some instances, we overdubbed a few different drum tracks to make it even more anxious sounding and more chaotic. But there are some other parts where the drums are very simple and they're very delicate, and it's kind of more in a contemplative way that I had to play. So, you know, what I really love about this project is that I was able to showcase the range that the drums can have by themselves.
So, Regan Thompson, Michael Keaton's character, does he have a special signature drum sound that you like to go to?
Well, I think most of the movie's about him. Mm-hmm. So, Alejandro and I wanted to put together a drum sound that was kind of dirty and old and greasy and beat up. You know, also the movie happens in the bowels of this old Broadway theater, St. James. So, you know, a very pristine sounding drum set was not exactly the way to go. And that's what the first demo sounded like that we did in New York. Mm. So then we heard those drums with the rough cut of the movie and they just sounded too clean. So then when we did the final sessions in L.A., I detuned the drums. I put some tape on them. I stacked cymbals up just to make them sound like they were, you know, trash cans almost. And
wait a minute. So let's break that down for me. So you said you wanted a dirty sound, and then you manipulated your normal drum set for this movie. So you were saying tape and you were saying stacking. What? Break it down for me.
Yeah, so when you're stacking cymbals, you're putting one cymbal on top of another directly so that when you hit it, it vibrates in really random ways. Mm. And that makes it sound like, you know, it's kind of broken.
Mm.
So that was a really good thing to have. And then I also put vintage heads that make the drum sound, you know, more vintage, more older. So that worked really well as well.
Do any mistakes ever make it into the movie, Antonio?
Well, you know, it's being a jazz musician and being used to improvising, you're constantly making mistakes, but you're also constantly getting out of them, you know, in a very musical way. So that was not a problem. Every time I play, I cannot even tell when I'm making mistakes anymore because I'm so used to fixing them on the spot and turning them into a musical phrase or musical idea. That you know, that's part of what you do when you're doing jazz.
If you can own a drum set, Antonio Sanchez, that was actually played by one of your idols, what would it be?
Man, There's a few I would love to have.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Well, starting with Ringo Starr.
Mm.
Definitely. Stuart Copeland, Neil Peart, and then Tony Williams, Elvin Jones, Buddy Rich. You know, there's so many. I mean, there have been so many amazing drummers through history that, you know, that's why I love listening to everything, because the more influences you have, the more weapons you're going to have in your musical arsenal to come up with different stuff whenever you need.
Mm. You're a Grammy winner. You tour the world with Pat Metheny many times over. Have you ever woken up on a day, Antonio, and you just said to yourself, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I can physically pull it off. Have you ever really played with intense pain before?
Oh, yeah, many times. I mean, as a drummer, it's very physical what you do. And to do it on a nightly basis, like, for example, this tour we just did with Pat Metheny, it was we must have done almost 160 concerts last year in over 130 cities.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was brutal. And the shows are almost 3 hours long. So it's, you know, it's a trip. And a lot of times you're not in the best frame of mind. You're not in the best physical shape. But, you know, you kind of have to find inspiration somehow to get it done exactly at 8 or 9 p.m., whatever it is that you play.
Mm.
And that's when your preparation and your chops and your mental strength come into play.
A master, he's finely tuned, crisscrossing the world. You can hear him explicitly all over Birdman. And Antonio Sanchez, thank you so much, buddy, for being on the Film Freak Movie Interview.
Thank you, Leo. It's been a pleasure being with you guys.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Leo.
Bye-bye. I'm telling you, what a class act. Antonio Sanchez, the Birdman soundtrack is all his. I hope you enjoyed that interview. Birdman, will it win? Well, we'll have to see. I think it's between Boyhood and Birdman. I think Birdman is going to win it. It's my favorite anyways. Keaton over Eddie Redmayne? I think so. Want to thank you for watching. Thank you, Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, for creating the Popcorn Talk Network. This is where we talk about movies. Snoop around. There's a lot of great shows here. You can follow me on Twitter @MovieInterview. I appreciate it, and we'll see you next time right here on the Film Freak Movie Interview. Take care, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.